The 8-year effort to win a union representation election for workers at Santa Rosa's Memorial Hospital didn't turn on the usual issues of wages, benefits, and working conditions. Instead, says Adam Reich, the organizing campaign at the Catholic hospital pivoted on theological considerations.
Both the union and the sisters who own this Catholic hospital wound up talking about the union and then the hospital in religious kind of theological terms. So what began as more of an economic struggle around workers' economic interests became more of a theological debate between union and management and administration.
Reich, who just completed his doctorate in sociology at the University of California at Berkeley, has also published a book that chronicles the extended unionizing campaign at Memorial, which he titled With God on Our Side. In it, he analyzes the apparent inconsistency of the hospital's vigorous efforts to repel the organizers with the history of progressive activism by the nuns who own it.
The Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange are some of the most progressive nuns in the country. These are sisters who supported the farm workers in the 1970s, who supported the Justice for Janitors campaign in L.A. in the 1990s. So these sisters are very progressive nuns. And I think that's partly where their resistance to this union campaign came from, that they feel that they look after their workers. So why would workers need a way of looking after themselves?
Whatever the underlying reasons, that anti-union campaign and efforts to counter it became the central battleground for organizers at Memorial. Reich, who does not attempt to hide his pro-labor outlook, says it ultimately took a statewide effort, which enlisted numerous allies within the church, to enable the union to stake out some moral high ground of its own.
The union waged a quite interesting and extensive campaign both in Santa Rosa, but then also around the state, to put pressure on the sisters to abide by Catholic social teaching on the rights of workers.
There is disagreement over whether or not that led to a change of heart, but it did pave the way for some constructive negotiations, which in turn led eventually to a successful union representation election in 2008. Following challenges and appeals, a new contract was negotiated and finally ratified earlier this year.
The contract that was signed guarantees workers' health benefits will not be taken away. It guarantees wage increases of 7% over the next 2 years. In addition to those material gains, it also offers this labor management committee that will meet monthly to talk about issues of concern for workers and managers.
That's something new for Memorial, and it remains to be seen how important and effective that committee will be. But there's another important aspect of the contract that Reich observes will affect the other 13 hospitals in the group owned by the sisters in California and Texas.
It is precedent-setting in a few ways. As a result of the campaign, the system has agreed to negotiate ground rules in any hospital when 30% of workers or more express interest in unionization. And that's a significant victory.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.